We came to the border to cover the resumption of aid into northern Syria. But what we saw was body bag after body bag being carried towards the border. In the bag behind, clearly a small child. These are Syrians who were killed in the earthquake in Turkey. He makes space for more. Their family sending them back home to be buried. The smell of death hangs thick in the air here. Within just a few hours, more than 50 bodies, at least. No relative wanted to speak to us on camera, but this is a grandmother and her two grandchildren. A father came to bring his own children. Look at them, he told us, clearly in a daze. The youngest is 5, the other is 12, he said. It looks like they are sleeping.
The bodies of 4 children are in that vehicle and they're about to be put into the truck to be taken across the border. They came here to flee war and had to restart their lives all over again. Many Syrians decided to resettle here in Hatay province, which is one of the areas that's been hardest hit.
The man holding the paperwork drives them across the border into Syria. He also didn't want to talk on camera. He works 20-hour days, he tells us. Most Syrians who fled the war will tell you that they dream of one day, finally, being able to return back home. But not like this. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, on the Turkish-Syrian border.